You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are Robert Barr and Peggy Cohen. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us, Shelley. And actually, instead of Peggy, I have Pat Watt with me today.
Oh, Pat. Okay. I'm sorry about that.
That's all right.
I saw you and I don't know Peggy, so I just thought you were her. Sorry about that. What was your name again, Pat?
Pat Watt.
Pat Watt, thanks so much for being here today. You're both here to talk about joint effort between Juno Public Libraries, that's your organization,
it
Robert.
It is, yeah.
And then League of Women Voters, which would be your organization,
yes.
Pat.
Yeah.
It's a workshop for folks who are thinking about running for public office, and it's happening this Saturday. What motivated you to organize this workshop? I know it's the fifth year you've done it.
Yeah. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention there are a couple of other organizations that partner with us in putting this on, too. And so that's the clerk's office with the city and the Juno School District have both been involved from the very beginning. And so we've been doing this for a while now, and really the motivation is just to provide some education and help people, provide a forum for people to learn about and ask questions about getting involved more in local politics, because it's really politics at the local level that have the biggest impact on our day-to-day lives. You know, we like to focus on, and the news helps us a lot of the times focus on kind of the big federal and state issues. And of course, those are critically, crucially important. But the local level sometimes gets overlooked. And so that's kind of why we started doing this workshop every year, so that we can help people kind of get up to speed and figure out how they can participate in their local running of our community.
Yes, if I can just elaborate a little, it was former Assembly Member Karen Crane who came to the League of Women Voters meeting and said, why don't you do something about getting more people to run for office?
Yeah.
So then we talked to the city and we just kind of grew from there.
So what's sort of the format for the workshop? I know it's a Saturday. It starts at 9 a.m., 9 to 1:30. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
So what can we expect when we first arrive?
Well, we'll have an introduction. In fact, this is Karen's first year introducing, but Karen will be introducing it today.
Yeah, she is now the president of the League of Women Voters in her retirement.
Yeah. And then we have the workshop is broken up into four different panels. And so we have a panel on the legal issues. You know, what do you need to know as a candidate or someone who's helping a candidate run for office? We have a panel on the jobs of assembly members and school boards. So what is it, you know, it's one thing to run and get elected. It's a whole other thing to then actually go do it. So what does that look like? That's what that panel is all about. We have a panel about campaigning. So what is it?
Yeah, how to put together a campaign, what works in Juno, what are the things to be aware of? And then the last panel is preparing to run. And how do you get yourself educated about what happens in the community, thinking about maybe serving on a board or commission, of which Juno has, I think, 38, which is a great way to get your foot in the water and meeting people in the community. So,
yeah.
So there's a number of panels organized. It sounds like there will be a lot of guest speakers. Is there anybody that you want to mention?
Well,
yeah, I didn't bring my list, but the first panel has Lauren Jones, who's from the Assembly, and Michelle Hale, who's a new Assembly member, and then Bridget Weiss, who is the superintendent of the school district, and then Mila Cosgrove. We'll talk about the city from the management perspective. That's the first panel.
Yeah, and then, you know, I don't have them all memorized, but basically they're composed of all the panels are composed of people who have experience in that area, right? So I know on our campaigning panel we have Greg Smith and Lori Scandling.
Yeah.
Is that right? And on the legal panel we'll have folks from APOC, the Alaska Public Offices Commission, and our city clerks.
And also someone who served as a campaign treasurer, so they know how, because that's a big issue, is how do you manage the money and stay in compliance with the law?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep.
And then in the last panel, which is preparing, Rob Edwardson, who's the chair of the Assembly HR Committee, which makes appointments to all the boards and committee. He will be on that panel, as well as other people who've served on boards and commissions and been active in the community and thought about running.
Yeah.
It takes place at City Hall in the chambers, which is a nice touch.
It is.
Do participants need to sign up in advance for this workshop?
They don't. All they need to do is just show up and be ready to learn and ask questions. And really, we encourage people to come, even if they're just thinking that, you know, maybe they might want to run in the future. You know, it's a pretty low pressure environment. We're not going to say, oh, you came to this, so now you must run, right? That's not what it's about. And, you know, we have people that come because they want to help someone else run, for example, and that's perfectly okay. We've had people in the past who've come because, you know, they can, they're free this Saturday, but they don't think they're not going to be in a place where it's, you know, works for them and their life for another decade. That's perfectly okay, too. Yeah.
And everybody who comes gets a 150-page paper toolkit, which is tons of useful information and all of the forms that they need to fill out. And so you get a lot of resources.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I'm glad you provide that. Has anyone who attended the workshop run for office and won?
You know, Pat and I were talking about this while we were in the waiting room, and we realized that six of our current assembly members, right? Is it
six?
Yeah,
graduates of the class.
Are graduates
really?
Of the class, yeah. So that's pretty great. And I think the ones that aren't are just, they've been around for more than 5 years, so they couldn't have been. And I think most of our school board members are graduates of the class, too.
Well, that must be nice. I bet that feels pretty good for you guys, huh?
Yeah, it is.
How to Run for Local Office Workshop happening this Saturday. That's June 15th, 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. in the chambers at City Hall. Is there anything else you'd like to add about this workshop or any tips for participants who plan on coming?
Well, Saturday, the forecast is dull and gloomy, so it's not going to be a nice day. And we do have coffee and beverages and snacks. And it's very collegial.
Yeah, it's a really fun environment. You know, if you don't have anything to do this Saturday and you think, you know, public office might be in your future or might be in a friend's future, come learn about it. We'd love to see you there.
Excellent. Well, thank you both so much for being here, Robert Barr and Pat Watt. And thanks for coordinating the workshop.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.